Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and Patty singing Come As You Are, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled He Careth For You, from 1 Peter chapter 5.
Taste the grace, there's rest for the weary. that's great. So, thank you, Randy. Because when you are disobeying, you are what? Sinning. So now look what you put yourself into. You're just kicking yourself down all the time. You become, I hate to tell you, but you become your worst enemy. And I want to tell you something else. When your life is all about you, you are your worst enemy. When your life is all about everything you're in, going through, and everything else that's happening in your life, you're your own worst enemy. You know what you just did? I'll tell you what you just did. I'm going to show you what you just did. Are you with me? Bring that camera over here. See, here's Jesus standing on the other side of the door. And he's saying, I can help you. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Well, I got all these problems. I got all these difficulties. I got all these anxieties. I got all these... Oh, somebody's at the door. And we won't even open our heart's door to what God wants to do. He said, I stand at the door and knock. When are we going to hear His voice? Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
The longer you don't say amen, the longer it's going to take. See, it takes faith to unload care. And God wants to help you today. And the second thing is, not only do you cast, but you cast them upon the Lord. So if you're going to cast it, you've got to leave it with Jesus. I wonder how many of you walk into this church on Sundays. You bring in those imaginary suitcases of trials that you've got. And man, you have added to. Now you've got a little cart you're pulling behind you. You bebop up here to the altar and you take all your luggage off your cart and you say, I got all these things going on, Lord. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bungee strap. Because I've added to it. I mean, this thing has grown now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I came in with one suitcase, but good God, last week it was one suitcase. I got the whole cart. And next week I'm going to come in with a tractor trailer. Amen. Amen. I may have to use these roll back and roll them up on that to call them in here with. Amen. And dump them on the altar. And what you do then, you grab your little cart. Oh, don't let me forget. I got to take my stuff home with me. And you take back with you the same thing that you brought in Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And you've never given it to God. So how you expect Him to take care of your care if you won't cast it? Throw it! Give it! Release it! Leave the cart on the altar, amen! And let God take care of it. And He's promised that He'll do that. You've got to cast it off. See, you can't take every burden home with you. You've got to give them to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who supplies and provides what you can't provide and supply for yourself. Amen. Because He'll take it. You've got to lay aside every weight of sin that would so easily beset you today. You've got to give it all to the Lord. And when you give your burdens to the Lord, you're no longer today a burden bearer that is affecting today your life and causing you and dragging you down. Let me just throw this love a little tidbit in for you here too. Because see, when you keep carrying that mess with you everywhere you're going, let me tell you what, it not only affects today your spirit, it affects your mind, it affects your health, it affects everything about you, it affects your testimony, and you're not the child of God that God wants you to be because you're too hung up and rung up and controlled by what you're in and going through and what everybody else has done and everything else has happened in your life. Let me tell you what, you need to throw all that trash on the altar, give it to Him, and let it go, amen. Praise God. I like the way Paul put it. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So what is the care that's on your heart today? What burden are you carrying? Just don't come and bring it. Come and leave it. Amen. And when you give it to Him, when you give Him your fear, you know what God will give you? Confidence. When you give Him your burdens, you know what He gives you in replace for that? His blessings. When you give Him your worries, you know what He gives you? His peace that surpasses all understanding. And when you give Him your sins, hallelujah, He gives you His salvation. You can cast all your care upon Him. Would you come today and give God whatever's on your heart in your life that's robbing you of your walk and your blessing of God, when He says, I want to help you? But see, He can't help you until you come to Him. And today He's inviting you to His table. His table where He'll lift every care and give you His concern. Stand to your feet. This message was more designed for Christians. But listen today. If you're here and you don't know Jesus, none of this is going to work. I'm going to be honest with you. None of this, what I preach to you this morning, is going to work until you come and give your heart to the Lord. Pastor Duck, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. I don't know the spiritual condition of my life. You know, honestly, I believe I'm lost and going to hell. Would you like a change in your life today? Would you like a promise of hope? Give your heart to Jesus. Would you pray this prayer with me right now where you're at? Dear God in heaven, I'm lost. I need Jesus. You said if I will call, if I will repent, if I will confess, and I will receive, you will forgive. I asked you, Lord, forgive me of my sins, trespasses, iniquities, rejection. Come into my heart right now. Save my soul. In Jesus' name, I claim today, this day, as my day of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you just ask Jesus into your life, would you? I'm not going to hurt you, embarrass you, or do anything offensive to you. I'm just going to ask you to do one thing so I can remember how to pray for you. I'm just going to ask you today, would you just throw your hand up right now and just say, preacher, pray for me. 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 God will use me mightily. I'm not going to ask you how many of you have burdens, but I'm going to tell you right now, because you know what? Every one of you in this room would have to raise your hand. Now, that's a choice today. Do you take it home with you, or do you give it to the Lord? Father, I pray the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will move on the hearts of people.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.